وقل رب زدني علما.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. Brother asked, when the last 10 of the month starts, is it going to start tonight, which is the 20th of the month? Because today was 19 and tomorrow is 20. So the night tonight is 9:20. So the last 10 start from tonight or from tomorrow night, which is 21st? The answer is it starts from 21st, tomorrow night. So tomorrow night, inshallah, is the first night of the last 10th or 9th of the month, tomorrow night. Another question, it is known that in the last 10 nights, the best of the nights in the year, the night of Qadr, rather a night which is better than 1,000 months, as Allah said in Surah Al-Qadr, Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. The night of Qadr is better than 1,000 months. Is better than 1,000 months. The people of knowledge said, it means the act of worship you do in that night is better than the act of worship you do 1,000 months. Therefore, الصالحون من عباد الله عز وجل. Rather, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to struggle to get that night and to be in the best he can be alayhi salatu wasalam, although he was always in the best way sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but that night he made more effort. In a way, since he alayhi salam didn't know what night is it specifically from the last 10, he used to seek the night of Qadr from all the nights. The first, he used to think that it's in the first 10 of the month, the first 10 nights of the month of Ramadan. So he made i'tikaf, alayhi salatu wasalam. Another year, he, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, thought to be in the middle 10th of the month of Ramadan. So he made i'tikaf, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And at the end of his life, he, alayhi salatu wasalam, came to know, and he was informed by Allah Azza wa Jal that the night of Qadr is in the last 10 nights. So he used to make i'tikaf last 10 nights. There was even a time he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was informed what night is it from the 10. He was informed, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in one narration, in a dream. And the dream of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was revelation. But he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forget it. One narration is because of when he was in that dream, he was wake up by one of his family. He was in the dream, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he knew what night is the night of Qadr from last 10, but he was wake up by someone from his family, so he forget it. And this is sound narration. Another narration, he forgets, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because, and this is Sahih Muslim, he left his house, he came to the masjid, to tell his companion, خرجت لأخبركم بليلة القدر فتلاحى فلان وفلان تلاحى اتخاصما فلان وفلان فرفعت وعسى أن يكون خيرا لكم فالتمسوها في العشر الأواخر والتمسوها في كل وتر. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came out to let his companion know what night is the night of Qadr. But there were two men who were arguing. They had dispute among themselves. That made him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to forget it. And this also is sound narration. Therefore, the ulama, they try to understand collectively what made him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, forget. It's two times he forgets, some of them they say. And first, when he was waked up, and then he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also another time he was forget because of the argument of those two sahabi. Al-Muhim, so he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came to know one time what night is, but then he forget, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he commanded his ummah to seek it. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, فَالْتَمِسُوهَا فِي الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ. Seek it in the last 10. Seek it in the last 10. Prophet Muhammad is saying, seek it in the last 10. Not in that specific night. This is contrary to understanding of some Muslims, who some of them believe the night of Qasr only one night is 27th. It's like they have no doubt. Some of them may not even go to the masjid except that night. If Prophet Muhammad, he himself mentioned, he forget it. It was taken out. The knowledge of that night was taken back by Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, he advises his ummah to look for it in the whole night, whole 10 nights. Therefore, he make i'tikaf, remaining in the masjid, not leaving the masjid, seeking that night, whole 10 nights. How someone convinces you, then it is a specific night. Yes, it was narrated from the companion of the Messenger, some of them, they said it was 27th. It's because even Ubay ibn Ka'b used to swear by Allah that the night of Qadr is night of 27th. And there is hadith that different companions saw one night, the night of Qadr, they saw in a dream to be the 27th. And when they informed that to the Messenger, he said, I see your dream agree on one another. Meaning you all have seen the same dream. Therefore, seek it in the last tent, seek it in the other nights. So, another Sahabi, he said, it is 21st. It is 21st. The ulama, they say, like Ibn Hajar and others, no contradiction. It was 27th in that specific year, which the companion they saw it in a dream. And it was 21st in the other year, which the other Sahabi, he said, it's the night of Qadr. And he mentioned the sign, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, and he mentioned that he saw those signs even on the face of Prophet ﷺ. It was raining night, Prophet ﷺ said in the morning, he al-muhim. So it was that year, no contradiction. Therefore, some of ulama, some of the scholars, to collectively understand all the texts, they say the night of Qadr is not a specific night in the last tent. Rather, it transfers from night to night. For instance, this year, it may be tomorrow night, 21st. For instance, second year, it may be 25th. It may even be 22nd. Amazing. It may be 22nd. It may be 24th. It may be 26th. It may be at night. It may be even nights. As Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah and others see. Why? Because there is hadith in Sahih Muslim, Prophet ﷺ said, فَالْتَمِسُوهَا فِي تَاسِعَةٍ تَبْقَى فِي سَابِعَةٍ تَبْقَى فِي خَامِسَةٍ تَبْقَى. Seek the night of Qadr when 9 nights remain, when 7 nights remain, when 5 nights remain. The ulama, like Ibn Taymiyyah and others, they said, this hadith can mean both. When you count the last 10 from the beginning, means 21st, 22nd, 23rd, or you count it from the ending. So the 30 is going to be the first of the last 10. The 29 is going to be the second of the last 10. You count it that way. So the 9th night is going to be the 22nd. So you count it backward. So in this case, the night of Qadr is going to be in the even nights. Whole point is, if you understand all these texts, you will have no doubt that the only way to get those, the night of Qadr, is to struggle as the Prophet ﷺ struggled in the last 10. And don't specify a specific night. Don't say it's 21st or 22nd. And that doesn't contradict the fatwa of the Sahaba, because Ridwanullah ta'ala alayhim, were giving fatwa on that year they were talking about. Otherwise, you're dismissing so many texts. And one of it is that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet himself, didn't say it's that night. He said, I was informed and he forgot, alayhi wa sallam. So it can be the odd night, it can be the even night, based on how you count. Therefore, a believer should try his best to seek the night of Qadr from the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, especially the even nights, especially the 27th. But again, only Allah knows mata here. If Prophet Muhammad ﷺ said he forget, who else do we expect to know it? So whatever the ulama they mention is ijtihad, is trial, رضوان الله تعالى عليهم ورحمهم الله. But the Prophet sallam advised, فالتمسوها في العشر الأواخر. Seek it in the last 10. والتمسوها في كل وتر. And seek it in every even. Therefore, inshallah ta'ala, the first night of the last 10, inshallah, is tomorrow night. By the way, tonight, I know I talk and I prolonged the talk, but we will finish the salah on time. Don't worry about inshallah, as the normal time, inshallah. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned that that night is better than 1,000 months, as a believer, what that means to you? If Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned there is one night in the year better than with him 1,000 months to you, how do you consider that? You will like it? You will wish to have that night to be the best of the way you can be in that night, in act of worship, repentance, remembering Allah, praying, making dua, doing good deeds, avoiding haram, even avoiding shortcoming or ghafla, being instead of remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, Prophet ﷺ, إذا دخل العشر شد مأزره وأيقظ أهله وأحيا ليله. If the 10 enters, Prophet ﷺ, what he used to do? He used to be prepared, complete for ibadah. And he used to wake his wife, his family up. And he used to revive his night. So he ﷺ used to treat the last 10 nights a way he was not used to treat the rest of the month. So a believer, these last 10 nights should be different. Any night of it. Don't target only one night. And you say it's 27 or 25 and you miss it's already the first night. The Prophet ﷺ said, when he mentioned he ﷺ, forget, عَسَىٰ أَن يَكُونَ خَيْرًا لَكُمْ. Means it may be better for you. The people of knowledge said how? It's because the believer, instead of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and trying his best to please Allah one night, it's better to do that 10 nights. Because even though it's not a night of Qadr, but still it's a night of Ramadan. It's a part of your time. It's a night of Ramadan. It's the last 10. An act of worship is better than the rest of the year, last 10. So to struggle, inshallah ta'ala, and to take this 10 night series, Allahu A'lam, who among us will be able. Today I was talking to a brother in another country. I asked him how many days he was in hospital. How many days you fast? He told me he didn't fast even one day because he's sick. Whole Ramadan. Till now he's in hospital. So Allahu A'lam, who of us will be healthy? Who of us will have a freedom to move? Who of us will be able? So many distractions and obstacles. So at least to have good intention. إِنَّمَا الْعَمَالُ بِالنِّيَاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَىٰ. At least to have good intention, and these 10 nights to be a time we change our life. Whatever we are struggling with of shortcoming, of sin, of smoking, of this, of listening music, of doing haram, to avoid it, to give up for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we don't do that, when are we going to do? If we don't repent from the sin in the month of Ramadan, especially in the last 10, when are we going to repent? When we meet Allah Azza wa Jalla and start before Him? So, inshallah, it's reminding for the believers. And alhamdulillah, as we did last year, the year before, the Taraweeh, we're going to pray inshallah ta'ala at the same time, right after Isha. And inshallah ta'ala, in some nights, it may be longer, little longer, but not that long, inshallah ta'ala, when it comes to the recitation, bi'inillahi ta'ala. And whoever prays with the imam from beginning to the end, he is considered someone who prays whole night. And if anyone after that wishes to continue worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his house, whatever that act of worship is, it is open. Acts of worship is legislated for the believer. Allah created us to worship him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa ma khalaqtu al-jinna wal-insa illa liya'budun, especially this month. So if you go to your house and you recite the book of Allah, or you pray, or you do righteous deeds, alhamdulillah, it is open. As for the salah, the number of the salah, can it be more than 11 rak'ah? That question always asked is very famous mas'ala issue. Always Muslims ask the people of knowledge, in Ramadan, can the salah be performed more than 11? And it is known that the majority of the ulama, including the four a'immah, see that the night prayer doesn't have a limit. As long you pray properly according to the sunnah, it's not limited to 11 rak'ah. And that is the opinion chosen by Shaykh Ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahumullah, and others. And I mentioned before that Shaykh Ahmed Najmi, rahimahullah, one of the Saudi scholars who died, rahimahullah ta'ala, years back, big alim in ulama al-salaf, strengthened the opinion that the Sahaba used to pray 21. Sahaba used to pray 21 rak'ah, not 11 rak'ah. So he differed, Shaykh al-Alban, rahimahullah ta'ala, in the judgment of that chain, of that hadith. And before him was Ibn Hajar, rahimahullah, who authenticated also. Al-Muhim, the a'imma who were known to follow the sunnah, like Imam Malik. And you know who Imam Malik is, Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad, rahmatullah. Their time, Muslims used to pray more than 11 rak'ah in the haram, in Mecca, in Medina. And they were in the first three generations. So it's an issue of fiqh. And until tonight, until our time, there are ulama who do not see to be limited to 11. And some of them, they see to be limited to 11. والعلم عند الله على كل عبادة worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying, doing good deeds, making dua, repenting to Allah, remembering Allah, doing what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is why Allah azza wa jalla created us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guarantee us tawfiq and good ending. ونسأل أن يغفر لنا ويرحمنا إنه رب كريم. صلى الله وسلم بارك على نبينا محمد.